Amen? Amen. You know, every morning I seek God's word for encouragement. And this morning his word came to me in Psalm 143:10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your grace spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. Hallelujah. This morning, my message, I titled it The Power of Prayer. The Power of Prayer. When we're in the middle of the storm, we go to the throne of God. You know, I was talking to a beloved brother in the church this past week, and he said to me that a lot of people go on Facebook, and Facebook is the world's book. And he said we need to come to God's book. We want to hear from God. We want to hear what God has to say for our situations in our lives. We want to hear what God has to say for our sickness in our life. We want to hear what God has to say for our sickness in our life. We measure our lives according to this book. That our lives should reflect the word of God in our lives. In John 14, verse 13, Jesus says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son." Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that all things were created by him, for him, and in him. All things for the glory of his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, in the beginning, when Jesus was with his disciples, he called upon this man and on their shoulder he rests. The responsibility to Christianize the world. And they came to Jesus with one question, one request. They did not say to him, "Lord, teach us how to preach. Lord, teach us how to do miracles. Lord, teach us to be wise." They said, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Prayer is the greatest weapon that a Christian can possess. It's more powerful than any weapon ever developed in the world. Even the weakest saint upon his knees, Satan trembles. The greatest weapon that we can possess in our lives is prayer. It's more powerful than any weapon developed in the world. Jesus himself gave us the example when he withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. That precious hour of fellowship with his heavenly Father meant more to him, our Savior, than to sleep. For the Bible said, "Now it came to pass in those days he went up to the mountain and prayed and continued all night." praying to God. Our lives should be a lives of prayer. Like Jesus gave us the example. And I know a few weeks back I shared with you that a pastor from Cuba used to stay with me at home. And he used to pray all night. And I would go downstairs to check up on him. He'd be on his knees at 11 o'clock. In the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, I go back downstairs. He's on his knees. At 2 o'clock, he's on his knees. At 3 o'clock, he's on his knees. Hallelujah. Because the weapon of a Christian is the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed in the funeral and the devils rise. He prayed over the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and the multitude was fed. He prayed, not my will, but your will, Father. Can we say that in our own personal lives? Not my will, but your will, Father. It pleases the Father when he hears the prayers of his people. Noah prayed. And God handed them the blueprint of the ark for deliverance. Moses prayed and God delivered the Israelites from the Egyptian bondage. Gideon prayed and the enemies fled in fear. 300 men praying. Hallelujah. Daniel prayed and the mouths of the lions were closed. Elijah prayed and the fire consumed the sacrifice and dried up the water around the altar. David prayed and was defeated the giant of the Philistines in the battleground. The disciples prayed and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And 3,000 were added to the church in one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without doubting. Hallelujah. The church is more powerful when it's united in earnest prayer to God. And whatever you ask of my name, I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Our prayer should bring glory to the Son. Our prayer should bring glory to the Father. Because the Holy Spirit fills you to be witness of the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. God invites you to the intimate of spiritual sonship that you might become blameless in a perverse generation among whom you should shine as light in this world. Jesus says that the light is not put under the table, but on top of the table that will bring light to all those who are around us. We are that light to the world. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, it's not worthy. If our testimony loses its flavor, it's not worthy for nothing. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. In Mark 11:24. It goes without saying that if our prayers are aimless, meaningless, mingled with doubt, they go unanswered. Prayers must much more than wish turning heaven bound. Prayer is the voice of the faith directed to God's word, to heaven. The Bible says that the angels will bring, in the last days, the angel in Revelation will bring our prayers as an incense before the Lord. All your prayers will be answered that day because the angel brings it to the Lord as a sweet aroma of incense. Prayer is not wishing. Turn heavenward. Prayer is the voice of the faith directed to God. The power of prayer comes forth from obedient heart. He says, he called us to obedience. The Bible says, whatever we ask, we receive from him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that's pleasing in his sight. In 1 John 3:22. Are we keeping the commandments of God in our lives? Are we reflecting our lives to the commandments? Further, the Bible says, however, if you do not obey my voice of the Lord, but rebel against my commandments of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. If you want to get your prayers through God, surrender your will to him. And he will hear your cry. Because this Christian life, we have to surrender. We have to surrender everything to him. That we will live our lives not according to this world, but according to the world that he called us, the kingdom of God. Separated unto him. We have to reflect his love. We have to reflect his compassion. We have to reflect his mercy. We have to reflect Christ in us. Because we are not worthy to approach even the holy throne of God except through our Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate. Weeks ago, I said that in my best day, I am a sinner saved by grace. And that is true today. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, supply our needs. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, receive our prayers. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out to his Father, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Can we say that today in our lives, your will be done, oh God? Because prayer couples you with God, true purpose for you in the world. It not only brings the blessings of God will in your life, but it brings you the added blessing of being in step with God's plan. Our prayer must be for the glory of God. The model of prayer that Jesus has given us concludes, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Matthew 6:13. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. If we have our prayers answered, we must give glory to God. Our Lord said to his disciples, whatever you ask in my name, that I would do, that my Father may be glorified in his Son. It's the power of prayer. What privilege we have. What privilege we have in our lives that we can come to our knees and enter the throne room of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. That he will hear our prayers, that we will live a blessed life and walk in it. That we will be walking in God's plan. That we will bring glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. What privilege we have when we pray in time of adversary. Lest we become faithless and unbelieving. We are to pray in time of prosperity, lest we become boastful and proud. We are to pray in times of danger, lest we become fearful and doubting. We are to pray in time of security, lest we become self-sufficient. Pray to be merciful, God, for forgiveness. Pray that God may crown your home with grace and mercy. Pray that the dew of heaven may fall on the earth, dry, thirsty ground, that the righteousness of God may cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Pray believing with the promises of our Lord and Savior. Whatever thing you ask, whatever you pray, believe in that you shall receive it, and you will have them. It's the power of prayer. The power of prayer in our lives. See, God is a relational God. He came to save each one of us, that we may walk in His promises, in the promises, in the order that He called us to be. I ask the church to pray for us as leaders. Pray for healing of relationship that has been fractured. As your pastor, I ask for your forgiveness as a congregation. See, the church does not belong to the pastor or the elders. It belongs to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're the ones who holds the mortgage. It was paid in full by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. At this time, I will ask the church to pray for repentance, for time of healing, time of peace, that the dew of heaven may fall upon the church, that the righteousness of God may cover the church as the water covers the sea. Hallelujah. And this morning I want to allow the church to pray. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just ask this front of the church to gather together in a circle and pray. This half here will gather together here and pray. That half in the back will gather together and pray. And this half back here will gather together and pray in the section in the back. And that section over to my left. Hallelujah. Let the times of refreshing come. Let times of refreshing come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we gather in your precious name this morning. We gather in your name and we ask that your righteousness will cover us like the dew of heaven that falls upon the earth. Father, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for the gift of salvation, O God. That you look at each one, not as individual, but each one as your children, O God. And Father, I thank you for each one of them. I thank you that you bought them by the precious blood of your Son, upon that cross. Let your Spirit come, Father, and refresh us new today. Unite us, Father. As your word said, we are united. In one body, in one baptism, in one Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, Father, and we ask for forgiveness, oh God. We repent from every word that was spoken in a negative way. We repent, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. That you begin to heal those deep wounds, Father, those broken hearts. Unite us together, Father, for your word is power and united. In unity, Lord God. Father, light the fire in our soul, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the fresh wind of your Spirit come, oh God. Let the fresh wind of your Spirit come, Father. That the time of refreshment will come, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And your word says that we will produce fruit, Father, that our soul will produce a fruit of prayer unto you to bring glory and honor to your precious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.